In Pakistan today, a suicide bomber killed scores of people and wounded at least 100 more. The attack occurred at the residential compound of a former top government official. It's the second time he's allegedly been targeted this year. We have reporter Laura King from the Los Angeles Times on the line now from Islamabad. And Laura, this bombing occurred during the Islamic holy period of Eid at a mosque in this compound. So I assume there were lots of people there praying at the time.
Yes, and that's why it was particularly shocking to Pakistanis that on one of the holiest days of the Muslim calendar, this attack did occur inside a mosque as people were offering their prayers. The mosque was extremely crowded at the time, and so the destructive force of the bomb was very much magnified by the close quarters and by the fact that the explosive charge was extremely powerful.
And this bombing was allegedly targeting this former top government official, former interior minister, Aftab Khan Sherpao. And tell us more about him and why he may have been the target.
It does indeed appear that he was the target. And the reason is thought to be that he was the public face of the Musharraf's government's fight against Islamic militants. During the past year, that confrontation has been escalating. Over the summer, when government forces stormed a mosque here in the capital, Islamabad, killing dozens and dozens of militant followers of a radical cleric, the militants did vow to avenge that attack and have been trying since to target government and army installations and government officials, especially those involved in security like Mr. Sherpao.
And he has been targeted before this year?
He has. In April, about more than 30 people were killed when he was attending a political rally also in the Northwest Frontier Province, which is a volatile area along the Afghan border and a part of the country where the militants are well ensconced.
So I understand he, this time around, also escaped injury. Has he reacted to today's bombing?
Only to say that it was a horrific event. He largely stayed out of the public eye, although he did travel to Peshawar, the provincial capital, to visit the wounded in hospital.
And has anyone claimed credit for this bombing?
There has been no claim of responsibility, but generally in these instances there is not. Government officials seem confident that it was in fact Islamic militants who carried out this attack.
And is Aftab Sherpao, is he a candidate for parliament in these elections?
He is. He is standing for a parliamentary seat from his home district in the Northwest Frontier Province.
So is the thinking there that this bombing may be an attempt to dissuade him from running in these elections?
Well, it's not really known whether the attack was against him as a candidate or simply as a high-profile representative of the government. He is not in government at present because a caretaker government was set up just a few weeks ago, but he is still considered to be somebody who is very much in the public eye and associated with the security apparatus of Pakistan.
Laura King is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times. She joined us from Islamabad, Pakistan. Thanks a lot, Laura.
Okay, thanks for having me.